something that was coming up for me is I was recalling, I think it was Shun Yun who mentioned who's the guest and who's the host. Or like Ajahn Chah's, like you have the one seat of awareness and kind of there's things coming and going, but you have that one seat. And I was wondering how that incorporates a little with what we're doing. Kind of the host and the guest, I guess, would be like the khandhas are a guest, or the aggregates are a guest.
Well, I think, taking the practice onto another level. We use, you know, the stilling of the body and the mind to create that sense of undistracted knowing quality of the mind. As you're mentioning a Ajahn Chah simile of, sitting in the chair of the room or watching the visitors or the still forest pool, where many visitors come and spend some time and then leave. But the quality of the knowing mind is steady, is stable, and all the thoughts and feelings and emotions and distractions through the external sense bases, through the internal sense base, the mind base, they're just visitors in that quiet, still place. So that this peaceful calm that we're, and ease and well-being that we're establishing as a dwelling place in the mind becomes the ground for being able to see all of these visitors coming and going, but without engaging with them, without getting involved with them. They just have their time. They spend a little bit of time. And if you don't feed them, they don't stay. It's like giving them room, but not board. So they're there. They come. You don't give them a seat. You don't offer them comfortable situations. You don't indulge in them. And then they'll just naturally go somewhere else.